the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And we're live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, and all those other platforms that we broadcast on Tuesday night, February 6th, 2018, episode 531 of The Rant is officially live here on rantemradio.com. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And I have a feeling we'll be joined by others here shortly. Ah, didn't take long. Let's see if he picks up. Hold on. And actually, what I'm going to try right now is, hold on. And I have a feeling we'll be joined by others.
There we go.
Let me play up the audio. Ah, hold on. All right. Long. It looks like we can be heard loud and clear on the air. We're also being joined by Surfer.
Good evening.
Not the silver Surfer.
And it says Royal Rumble coverage. So hold on, I'm going to change our readout here. Hold on. Let me make sure.
There we go.
So we are live. Could not be any more live. Well, First and foremost, we were not here last week. Had a little bit of a family emergency. Had to take care of. Everything is well, though. Thank you to everybody for asking if everything was okay. Everything's fine. Everything's okay now. But we were not here last week because I had, like I said, there was a little bit of a family emergency. And before we get underway, okay, you just heard the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight. I did not know this. They had the Hurricane on in the first hour, and they were talking about Booker T and Corey Graves, and we'll get into that. But not on the air with Tony and Kevin was Matt, because unfortunately Matt's mother passed away last Thursday, so we want to send our condolences to his family. Matt will probably be back on the air with the Wizards next week. All right, so let's talk about some stuff here.
Talk about these lazy-ass immigrants sitting on their ass.
No. First of all, I want to go around the room and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives, because we haven't chit-chatted here in a couple of days. Now, Tony C., before you get into your spiel, am I correct that you're not here next week?
I'm asking, is
next week the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tony C may get repaired next Tuesday, so you may not hear Tony C.
I'm going
to get repaired. It's just,
how much did the bill come to? $6 million?
Yep, I'm hoping.
I gotta tell you, depending on what's done, when my mom went in and got everything all reconfigured and put back together, thank God for insurance, the bill was, just the surgery alone, was $125,000.
I think mine is coming in around, did she have a fusion?
No.
And none of that was covered by insurance?
It was covered by insurance. I said, thank God for insurance.
Well, mine's between $50,000 and $7,500 in that range. So,
oh, it'll be more than that because they're going to charge for every gauze, every strand of medical tape.
The stitches,
every medical gown you use, they're going to charge you all. every set of gloves they put on.
I'm prepared. If this is my first surgery, I'll be nervous, but you know, I've done one before, so well, it's just all about, you know, how you respond afterwards.
Yeah. Well,
if it's anything like this Achilles, though, I don't know, man, because yeah, I have good days and I have bad days on it.
Well, and
it's like,
we'll see. Everything's gonna work out though for the best.
They're probably gonna hit you with that nerve block. And once you're under that and you can't feel your legs, it's a strange feeling.
You talking about afterwards?
No, before.
Yeah, but before he's gonna be laying in bed.
I'm gonna be under.
He'll be right, under.
They'll still hit you with a nerve block.
Yeah.
And when you wake up, you might not have use of your legs.
He's gonna be under saying ridiculous things like.
Exactly.
Surfer's a cheap bastard.
No, that's not ridiculous. That's true. Okay. I'll be saying stuff like Booming Reigns is the man and stuff like something like that.
The Undertaker's never going to retire. Anyways, so what? Other than that, what else is going on with you, Tony C?
You know, nothing too much. Taking it easy, you know, day by day.
Step by step.
Watch Surfer and his fellow Philadelphians and white privileged folks tell hotels and stuff up there.
So let me
nobody get in, go to jail.
Let me get into that because obviously, I'm going to talk about two things. We know that Surfer is a Patriots fan, and we know that Surfer went into a despondent state when the Patriots fell to his hometown Eagles. And, you know, I had nothing to do with any of the pre- and post-show festivities that happened during the Super Bowl. Surfer was in charge of the production for both shows and the write-ups. Well, Surfer sends me the write-up for the pre-show, and it's the standard write-up. Surfer sends the write-up for the post-show, one line that said, "The Eagles won, and the world everything is wrong with the world, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl," something like that. It was one line. That was the description of the post-show.
Wow.
And, you know, when Monday morning rolled around and I started seeing the video of everybody, you know, rioting essentially in Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
I basically told everybody that Surfer probably spent the night calling the cops complaining about the noise.
Nope.
So.
Like John Witherspoon on a house party.
The noise in my neighborhood, it calmed down after like 20 minutes. But down Broad Street, man, they moved on. They towed off cars at the park. There was a car parked out there. They had to flip it over.
And
what here, about white kids standing on top of the police van and on top of the Ritz-Carlton thing?
And eating horse shit.
Everybody else would have been shot if they had climbed up on top of a police car.
What about eating horse shit?
Yeah.
I heard about that today. The fuck? Is this jackass?
It was on Seth Meyers.
And here,
listen, I know some of the guys from the Jackass crew comes from this area, but that don't mean you gotta do shit like that.
No, but the one I liked was Philly planned in advance, so they greased the poles.
Right.
So what did they do? They tore the poles down.
Yep. And Thursday ain't gonna be no better because they're giving out free Bud Light.
And poor Kevin Hart couldn't get on the stage.
Well, that's understandable.
And then I'm downtown today. I'm at City Hall. And I'm crossing the street to head towards the subway.
What were you doing in City Hall?
Getting married?
No.
I'm gonna talk about that too. But go ahead.
It wasn't at City Hall, but the way our City Hall is set up, It's like in the middle of the center city area.
Surfer, what do you have in your mouth?
I'm trying to swallow it.
He's eating his dinner.
He's eating what pretzel. The
subway entrance is outside of City Hall.
It's probably
subway, the restaurant, or the train?
The train.
So I'm crossing the street, and I see the statue. And what spray paint on the statue? Fuck Brady. Now, okay, you don't like Brady. Everybody don't like Brady. Don't like the fact that he won. He you know, best ever. But why the fuck are you going to deface statues in the city? What? He's going to say, I'm never going to play in Philadelphia again. They sprayed fuck me on a statue. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, as long as the Rocky statue's still standing, we all right.
They probably put something on that statue, too. Like a four.
Don't give them no statue. Give them guts.
Correction.
Rich
movie prop.
Whatever was out
that's
there.
That's not a real statue. It's a movie prop.
Okay, whatever, Surfer. What are you eating?
Turkey.
Straight?
Her cook you some turkey?
Yeah, no. Wait. We'll talk about her because I got a theory. But are you eating turkey straight?
On a roll.
Turkey roll.
He's eating a turkey sandwich. Homemade, I assume.
Well, you know, they had a super coupon for the turkey, so I got a pound.
Super coupon.
Oh, God. Is it with or without flavor?
No, it's oven roasted.
Oven roasted. That means it doesn't have
from what grocery store?
ShopRite.
So, what brand is this?
Is their brand?
Oh, the ShopRite brand. Okay. Generic turkey.
Yeah.
All right. So he's having
Surfer
a turkey.
Surfer won't be here next Tuesday.
No, it's Monday.
But we'll see.
Oh, you're going to see Black Panther Monday. Okay.
Yeah, so you better be here Tuesday in case Tony C's not here.
Yeah, I'll try.
Anyways, so.
Oh, you got to check with her.
So, no, well, let me talk about that. Okay. Because again, this is one of those things that it only happens with Surfer. Surfer, did you change your cell phone this week?
Yes, I did.
Why?
The company I was with was lousy, and I switched companies, and I tried to switch the phone number over, but they wouldn't let me do it.
So that one
number I got is no longer any good for you?
I text you the new number.
Yeah, he's got a new number, and I'm not going to give it out on the air, but he's got a new number. And here's the thing. So, what company are you with now?
Q-Link.
Q-Link.
You, like your name? Like your alias?
Q.
Q. So, okay.
Oh, Q.
So, here's the thing. Surfer changed his cell phone number.
Like you trapping.
Like about a year ago, maybe not even that much, and now he's changing it again. But it's because he keeps bouncing from service to service, and I don't know why. But I have a theory, given the recent events that we know. Surfer, have you had any marital discord that we don't know about that forced you to change your cell phone number?
No.
Basically, them old hoes start calling you. Your lady said, change the number. You get that damn number change. Tired of these hoes calling you.
So everything is still good with you and Mrs. Surfer?
You in the bay?
Yes.
All right.
Did you watch the Super Bowl with her?
No. No, I did not.
No, because he had to be a producer.
I had to do the show.
She couldn't come over and watch it.
Well, apparently, I don't think she set foot in the surfer dome yet.
Oh, in the house that Thanos built.
But she would have been distracted anyway because she don't follow football, and she was going to try to watch it since it was the home team.
So she doesn't follow football. She doesn't follow comic books. I don't think she follows wrestling. What does she follow?
I don't know yet. I haven't figured that out yet.
What the hell kind of relationship this is? You don't know what the lady do in the spare time?
She likes French toast.
I guess.
So, that...
I'm trying to get into movies.
Now, here we are back to...
Adult or regular movie?
Regular movie. Come on now.
I'm just saying. Let us ask.
So...
Well, she might be in the stormy, you know, she might like stormy weather. I don't know.
So, and by the way, Kylie Jenner just named their new child. The child's name is Stormy.
So, I bet Stormy Daniels get a piece. She's going to sue her.
Piece of the action. So, we talked about surfer.
Related to North. And what's the other child's name?
Chicago.
I mean Kanye's kids. What are their names?
Chicago, North and
Chicago
South.
Chicago, and there's a third one, right?
South.
No, they don't have a child named South.
Yes, they do.
They do. They really have a child called South?
Yes.
Damn.
Duh, it is Southwest. I'm surprised the airline ain't soon.
I think it's Southwest because I don't think it's East-West.
It is.
It's Southwest.
It is.
Kanye's kids' names. I'm going to confirm this right now. It's, let's see. Saint West. Saint West, Northwest, and Chicago West.
So if he has a boy, he can name him Baron like Trump's son.
Anyway, so Surfer, back to your French toast here, because this has been sticking in my crawl ever since we went off the air during the Royal Rumble post show, and we have to ask because I know Phil is listening, because I don't know if Phil made it back from Florida yet, but I know he's listening. We discovered, or Surfer admitted, that he makes his pudding with water.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did. You said that if the package calls for water, use water.
No, because
there's powdered milk.
I didn't say I made my pudding with water. I said there are some instant puddings you just add water.
That's not what we heard. We heard...
That's what you wanted to hear.
Three people were on that call.
Okay, well, look, it's on tape.
And three people, I don't have that on tape. This was off the air. Three people heard you say,
I did not say, I made my pudding with water.
That sounds like some prison shit.
You know? Because there's powdered milk already in the pudding.
Uh-oh.
That's what I remember the explanation being.
Because that's what you wanted to hear.
No. The same way that you robbed the pretzel store, and by the way, Tony, I linked an article to Tony C. and Lee 2 weeks ago about something very similar happening in the state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So, but...
I need to rob a store for pretzels.
You tell us.
Not the money, pretzels.
Well, you were showing off to Phil and Choppy. Money doesn't impress them.
You went in that building and came out with pretzels. Talking about drive.
You came out rich, but rich in pretzels.
If I'm going to go get risk of getting caught and going to jail... I'm robbing a lot of money. I'm not robbing no pretzels. Okay. I'm not robbing a little bit of change either.
Surfer, let's think this through. Let's think this logically like adults here. Okay? You rob a bank, chances are there's security guards there. You rob a jewelry store, chances are there's security guards there. Mm-hmm. You rob a pretzel store, what are the chances there's a guard at the door?
There's no guard, but that'll be a cop he's nearby to stop you. And then how embarrassing is that? You in the news people robbing a pretzel store of pretzels?
Well, ask the guy in Vermont.
That's you know, I live in a sane state.
Clearly not after not after Sunday night.
No, I didn't say I live in the same city. I said I live in the same state. Oh, who's outside the city?
Come on. Please, you guys got the Amish. Jesus. Insane. Give me a break. Anyways.
You state with Amish?
What?
We're not the only state with Amish.
I know that, but you're the only ones with a predominantly Amish sector.
Well, they get left alone, so...
I'm getting tired of these graphics on SmackDown, by the way. But anyways... I should have kept the tapes rolling. Because I would have had audio of Surfer saying he makes his pudding with water.
No, I asked you.
I told you... You asked me, did you make it with water?
Did you use water?
And I said no.
Took it off from there.
No.
And put it off like I said, I use water in my pudding.
All right. I'll let it slide. For the only reason. I'm going to let it slide only because Surfer's going to be 53 on Friday.
No, it won't.
52.
Yes.
Excuse me. That's right. He's the same age as the Super Bowl.
Same age as the Super Bowl.
He's taken, ladies. Wow. Oh, man. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. A man that's pushing his mid-50s using water in his pudding. And now denying it. Anyways. And who's probably going to go and collect... What's your collection of freebies schedule look like?
Well, since you must be in my business...
Of course.
I went to the IHOP today.
Of course.
I went to the APB yesterday.
What's the APB yesterday?
Album, Pong, whatever the fuck it's called.
You don't know what it's called and you went and cashed in a freebie?
Oh, I always mispronounce it, so.
Okay.
And that's been it so far.
And I'm sure you'll be going to Red Robin soon.
But I'll go see Black Panther next week.
And have any of these sojourns included your female?
Yes.
Which one? I'm curious.
Oh, and I went to Perkins.
You heard that, Tony C. He went to Perkins.
Mm-hmm. Waitresses.
So.
Did you see Tiger when you were there?
Which one did you take her to?
Which Perkins?
No, which?
Well, we went to Perkins and we went to IHOP.
Oh, so you went to Perkins and you went to IHOP. So
damn, why do you need to go to both of
them? I didn't go on the same day.
See, Surfer's being
okay.
Look at that. Surfer's been eating free food all week, and on top of that, he's got discount turkey now.
You've been tearing up the pancake circuit?
Yeah.
Perkins,
IHOP. I don't think Denny's is going to do him anything.
Yeah, Denny's gave me one, but I only use it on Friday. Oh.
Are you going to go to Denny's on Friday then?
No, you have to. The Denny's, you have to use it on your birthday.
Are you going to go to Denny's on Friday?
I don't know.
Double it. What did James say on Look Who's Talking? What did he tell Chris Daly?
I've got this town wired.
And I got an Arby's, which I probably won't use either.
Baby, if we were poor, we'd still live like he.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that was the line of the night.
And what was the abbreviation that the? And you know what? I don't pay for LDs. I don't want to know what RLDs. Long distance phone calls.
Oh man.
That's his, that's Surfer's Manual right there.
Surfer Ubiraco. James' brother.
We never get to the wrestling.
We do get to the wrestling, usually in the second hour. The first hour is finding out about your life.
That's right. And then we got to talk about Booker T gonna beat the hell out of Corey Graves.
Exactly. Look at this. Anyway, so I was asked by the Mega Powers when the Black Undies are going to be this year, and along with the Black Achiever Awards. And as it stands right now, we are shooting at the end of the month for the Black Achiever / Black Undies. So we're shooting for the end of the
people
month.
Show. The black people show.
No,
I'm trying to get 45 to come and present an award.
I don't know if this award is I think it should be postponed this year.
Well,
hell no, he gave out the fake news awards.
And he's thinking about doing
it. I know he said he was going to do that. Did he actually do that?
I don't
know. Yeah, he did.
And he wants, there was announced today that he wants a military style parade in Washington.
I've been heard that. He went over to France and they was having.
Yeah, he wants one now.
They were celebrating something. They had to.
Yeah.
The parade. He wants one now.
Yeah. So.
Like a dictator.
It's only going to be millions of dollars of taxpayer money.
You know what? If they ever had a military parade down a public street, we are done having a democracy.
Well, if it happens down Pennsylvania Avenue, that'll be it.
You know? If the Congress just sits there and sits on their hand and don't get rid of them then.
President Trump, what? Told you they'll call me on this wall.
You know, when you watch the footage of what goes on in North Korea and all, when they have their little parades and stuff and they be goose-stepping down, and it's because they have a military with no one to fight. They spend all their time and money building up a military, and they're not fighting nobody. So what else they going to do but have parades?
We all know what that nuclear code is. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. So
same code he got on his luggage.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the world is going to hell in a handbasket. We know that.
All these damn lazy immigrants will get off their ass.
You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about a lot of things last week, but it's like the news of last week is obsolete. So now we got this week, and what's funny is this NFL player. This was today's news. The NFL player that was killed by a drunk driver. Guatemalan guy. He's going on this tirade about this guy is he's a murderer and this and that and all these things. I said, Jesus H. Christ. No wall we put up is going to protect us 100%. They're going to find a way.
His homeboy had to one-up him.
You know what they're just going to do, right? The immigrants will just walk along the wall till they find the end of the wall and just walk around the side.
Oh, this way in?
Yeah.
First of all,
smart enough to think about that.
He knows it's a talking point, but he's just trying to make money for someone else. That's all. Make money for himself. Because any money put towards a wall is just going to make the people building it richer.
Double A, I was kind of upset that we didn't come on the air last week during his first ever State of the Union, so we didn't hear him clap for himself 8 times.
Yeah. I did watch a little bit of it, and it was just whatever. And it's going to be interesting because... here's another thing that's gonna be interesting to see how he behaves and how he reacts. The Olympics start on Friday.
Oh man, he gonna call somebody a slant eye. He gonna be like, what? So, oh, Pence going. His homeboy going. He ain't going.
But still, he's going to comment on stuff. If something happens, he's
going to comment. You talking about St. Pence?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man. Putin going to be over there.
You know, if he didn't get into politics, he looked like he would have been one of those evangelical TV preachers just sucking people out of their money. Tomorrow, I need money for a jet.
Well, didn't we talk about on the air a couple weeks ago about Surfer watching Peter Popoff and his Miracle Water and all that stuff?
I don't watch some shit like that.
Well, if you're up, if you're up at 2 a.m, you might.
I remember growing up, it was a one clown. He used to come on TV and in the morning, and he hawked that those prayer cloths. And the holy water and shit. And then, you know, he was on TV. He went, wait a minute, God's talking to me right now. And he starts mumbling and shit like he's speaking in tongues, talking to God. I was like, I can't believe people fall for this shit.
Oh, boy.
Double A said, country going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah. and that's putting it politely.
I know one thing. Nobody better not ruin my Black Panther experience.
No. Nope.
It's going to be a consequence of repercussion.
You're going to ruin it during the Black Achiever Awards in the same month as Black Panther. At least wait till March 1st.
No. No.
We're
going to pay homage to other great black superheroes like Clubber Lang, Apollo Creed. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sweet Daddy.
I gotta tell you,
good times.
I gotta tell you though, real quick, this New Day, all night long, joking about Corey Graves.
Man, they've been tearing
in a street fight has been funny. We're gonna talk about that in a second, but all right. Well, I guess that's it for our outside news, because you know. We'll find out what other freebies Surfer collected next Tuesday night. And I think we may hear from Lee today, because Lee needed to vent about the lunacy in Philadelphia.
And Lee, let me tell you something. Don't you send me a picture of Roman Reigns' wife, okay? I don't need to see that. Because I know she's supplying him with his roids that he takes.
Why?
She's some doctor chick.
Oh.
He sent me a picture of her. I don't want to see that.
Oh, man. All right.
Some light-skinned broad. Shout out to JoJo, who was looking lovely last night.
I know. Lee sent me a message and expressed
good
his
call.
Feelings for JoJo last night.
I know Bray Wyatt walk out of that arena no matter what, smiling.
That's why he smiles so much on TV.
I know his whole thing is a gimmick, but still, oh God, wait, what?
What can you do, man?
Hey man, when you look at Renee.
What the hell is Renee doing interviewing in gorilla position? Is Michael Cole and Road Dogg there? Jiminy Christmas. You know?
Where's that Charlotte Caruso girl? I thought she was on SmackDown.
No, she's on Raw. Here they do. Here it's Renee and Dasha Fuentes.
Oh, in relation to Daisy?
No.
Split up Renee and a hubby.
No, well, Renee's on both shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dean at home being Mr. Mom.
Don't
now.
Make any difference.
That's what Sabora Joe said.
She probably comes off from the road and everything. And she walks in the house. Renee, you know, I've been here all week. Where's the mustard?
Dean Wood, yeah, he wants something simple.
Renee, where's the ketchup packet?
Now, I think this is Josh E. in the chat room saying that JoJo looks pregnant. I don't think she's pregnant.
Oh, man, that would be something.
I just think the dress
if she was knocked up, they wouldn't keep her on the air.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, one is dangerous. And two, they
not
don't want
with
to
a
pop
ring announcer. Not with our ring announcer. Be real.
Not with those tight ass dresses she wear.
Anyways,
is it true Cena and Nikki Bella not getting married no more?
That's a rumor, but that could be a storyline for Total Bellas.
Total Bellas.
Hey, what you gonna tell Total Bellas, man? You can't go there. Cause like they used to do like every mid season, like they was gonna have a breakup.
Yeah, but this one, Total Bellas has a shorter season than Total Divas. They only have like a 6-episode season.
Yeah, because they're doing both shows.
No, but Total Divas has like a 12-13-episode season, mm-hmm. and they're on every episode of Total Divas. They're on both shows. So.
Oh, right. That's they're on both shows.
Yeah, but well, whatever. Anyways,
you know, Cena said he didn't want to get married no more, so.
Well, we'll see what happens.
He never wanted to get married.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm curious to see. All right, let's talk some wrestling here. A couple of things. Let's start with Jason Jordan.
God.
Well, God, yes, but, you know, we don't want to see anybody out with a neck injury, and Jason Jordan, it's been confirmed by WWE.com, Jason Jordan had successful neck surgery today, and minimally invasive.
Home.
Yeah, he went home and he had the surgery, so we won't see Jason Jordan now for some time.
So no WrestleMania match.
That is not yet confirmed, because he could be back in time for WrestleMania. So we'll see. Because this was a basic surgery. So, we'll see. The Miz signed a new 4-year deal with the WWE that keeps him in the WWE until 2022. WWE wanted a longer contract, but both sides agreed that this would be better. So, they're up to a 4-year contract. NXT had another round of television tapings at Center Stage in Atlanta last week. A lot of interesting things happened, and backstage at those tapings was Tony Schiavone, just visiting friends. But he's talked about how he reconnected with Terry Taylor, Michael P.S. Hayes, who said Michael Hayes looked like he had been sucking on an air hose. he met up with Billy Kidman and a lot of the kids and things like that down in NXT and. In Tony Schiavone's return to Center Stage, you know, so that was very interesting. Let me see here. You know, it's evident because you can see it on TV. Sasha Banks looks like she's turning heel. So that's why you've been seeing a little bit of an aggressive side to Sasha Banks. We saw last. Go ahead.
You sure they're not going to do the swerve and have a Bayley turn?
No, I think it's Sasha Banks, because I don't know if Bayley could pull off the heel turn. As we saw last week on 205 Live, Rockstar Spud, a.k.a. Drake Maverick, is the new 205 Live general manager. And if you didn't watch his debut on 205 Live, it actually was very good. His promo was excellent, I thought. And he's going to bring a good shot in the arm to 205 Live that will fill the void that Enzo left. So,
and Dixie tweeted at him.
Oh, she did.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Yeah, well, listen, her nephew's there.
Yeah.
Her right hand foot is there.
Everybody from TNA's there.
She could be coming in soon, too.
Jeremy Borash was also at those NXT television tapings in Atlanta last week. He will be a part of the NXT brand, working backstage and stuff. So
I can see Vince bringing in Dixie to have a storyline with Stephanie.
No, come on now.
For what?
As to who's the top bitch?
We all know who's winning that match. I need to know if Willow coming.
It's possible.
Yep. Waiting on him, too.
It's possible, but as long as he's hurt, you know. WWE is already sour on the Mixed Max Challenge. Luckily, there's only a few more weeks of this, so they don't have to continue on.
Because nobody's watching it, or they just don't like the way the matches are?
Both, you know.
Well, it's kind of hard to go from watching TV and then you expect them to watch 205 Live and the challenge at the same time.
Well, it's not, I don't know how to explain it, but that should not matter. WWE is placing a tournament very haphazardly, you know, and nobody cares about it because there's nothing special
on the line.
Well, there's nothing on the line other than money going to charity. Though I will say this, the Alexa Bliss Braun Strowman promo at the end of last week's episode was very entertaining. Okay? It was very entertaining, and if you haven't seen it yet, I suggest you go watch it. You know, because Braun says that Alexa's kind of cute, and Alexa says we're going to go all the way, and Braun is like looking at her like, really? You know, that type of thing. It was pretty funny.
Could you imagine them laying down together?
That's why I posted this video on the group page that somebody made of Braun having a daydream. And all you see is a train trying to go through a tunnel that is clearly too small. So
that's what Alexa Bliss says.
He'd always have to be on the bottom.
Not necessarily.
Oh no, he might pulverize her ass. He get on top.
Doesn't matter, you know.
She probably couldn't even spread her legs around his waist.
When he gets up, you know, she'll be dented into the mattress.
Pretty much, and he'll go.
He'll say that when he's done.
That's what I'm saying.
Good news for Rusev fans. You can pick up your Rusev calendar at www.shop.com. Let me see here. What else? Oh, a couple of things. A couple of WWE Network news. This week was released on the WWE Network Home Video Classics. So there are three or four different types of home videos that came out in the 90s that are available to watch, like,
oh hell,
like Rampage 93 and WrestleFest 93 and some other stuff like The Best of the Undertaker, you know, stuff that Coliseum Video had put out. Now, here was the big story, and Tony C didn't react when I posted it, when I texted it to him. I don't know, maybe you're having problems with your phone, Tony C.
I must have missed it.
You must have missed it, because nobody reacted to this one. They did in the group page, but this is a good one. It is being reported that in the month of April, WWE is slated to release what is being said to be a lot of episodes of WCW Saturday Night.
Oh, hell.
So
you talking about like WCW Saturday Night?
I'm talking about WCW Saturday Night.
Oh shit! My life finna be in shambles.
So you know, episodes like where you can see Dick Slater against Ric Flair for the world title. Those could be there, Tony C.
I want that damn hard work Bobby Walker getting a damn WCW title match. And you know what, though, like, I saw that list, that top 10 list they did for WWE.
Yeah.
For SmackDown. That was lame, yo. I thought they was going to do it like a championship committee type list.
No, it's voted upon by the superstars.
Man, how the champions going to be on the list? That's automatic. You know where they at. Man, when that Sting used to be the number one contender, Lex Luger used to be the number one contender as a U.S. champion.
Yeah.
The Diamond Stud. Man, they don't know how to do no lists, man. Title, that's back in the days when title shots were earned.
Mm-hmm.
But That's gonna be awesome, though. That man.
Yep.
Cool.
To go back and watch all those great things, Tony C.
Hogan showing up on WCW. Chip Burnham happened on Saturday night, right?
Yes, it did. He shot the messenger. did happen, Tony C. Hold on. Even though that I don't have the drops, I'm going to play it anyway. Let me find one here. Here we go. I guess this one is for. Let me unplug my phone here. And, here we go, Tony C. One more time. Tony C gets a chuckle every time he hears it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship, 6-1 fall. Introducing the challenger, accompanied to the ring by the godfather of World Championship Wrestling, Teddy Long, from Paris Island, South Carolina, Sergeant Craig, with Paul Pittman.
Okay.
Now you tell me how the hell, out of everybody on the roster, Craig Pitbull Pittman getting the title shot. I'm done.
You know, the way things have been lately, it wouldn't bother me if once in a while somebody low on the totem pole got a title shot. At least you would see
that's fine.
Two people wrestle different from the same matches we see week after week after week.
Surfer, that is more than fine. The issue being is how did they earn that title shot?
They don't, you know.
Exactly.
Probably the champ wants to take it easy, but he has to still wrestle. So he wrestles a nobody and gets a quick, easy win. It's all set up.
But you can't make it like it's a squash match.
Right.
No, I didn't say it was a squash. You know, they were playing with the guy, making it look like they had a chance, you know, and then after they, you know, give the people a good 5-6 minute match, and then, you know, you call it a night. Yeah. Go drink some beers with Arn and Telly.
And Lee had a nerve to send me a message with actual video of Jacques Rougeau beating Hollywood Hogan in Montreal in 1997. I almost lost my appetite. But I know why he did it. I know why he did it, because it was...
Boy, you know what? This episode of WCW Pro Wrestling from May 25th, 1996, stacked card. It looks like it was Brad Armstrong versus Ric Flair. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. That was the same episode, I believe, that the Giant defended the world title on WCW Pro. And I believe
against Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I think so. And the I believe the main event of that episode was the Faces of Fear against Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage.
Yeah, that sounded about right. Around about that time. Heading into Uncensored, yeah?
No, this would be around going into Slamboree.
What, 95?
96.
Oh, 96. Oh.
I take that
Hogan
back.
Was getting the, goes
main,
then.
The main event was... Never mind. That's from a different episode. But there was an episode with Macho Man and Hogan against the Faces of Fear.
Yeah, because Hogan after Uncensored, he didn't appear on pay-per-view no more.
Yeah.
Until Hog Wild. Nope. No,
Bash at the Beach. And actually, May 25th, 1996, the day after the Chip Burnham incident. So, all right. So, so this is going into the Great American Bash, not Slamboree.
Yeah.
All right. So, I want to talk about one other thing. And Raw changing their graphics.
that's throwing me off.
I like the graphics. The theme song is throwing me off, though. You know, because I don't know what the song is. I think I downloaded the right song, but it's either Charge Up by Goodbye June. I don't know if it's this or not. And then the other one is Papa Roach, Born for Greatness. Let me see. Let me skip ahead here. We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born. Yeah, I think that's the song, but my goodness, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Not at all. Give me. I just want to. You know. I like the songs that were there now. Even though they were not great, I liked it better when they had this one. They're like, Corey Graves. Hold on. This is not queued up right. Corey Graves coming up in the next segment here on Monday Night Raw. It's going to be you against Booker T in a no disqualification match. That's right. Coming up next on Monday Night Raw. I like that song, but whatever. I'm not going to be playing songs, but I don't get it. But the graphics, I don't mind. But this music, I don't like. Now, the graphics on SmackDown are ridiculous. The pop-up words and things like that, I don't like it. Don't like it at all. I don't like the Uso. I don't like the jail gate on the Uso Penitentiary.
Gotta love the Uso Penitentiary.
I don't like any of that. But whatever. I guess we're going to talk about now what everybody's chomping at the bit about. The big story going around. Who got who fired? Now, the coach, Jonathan Coachman, is back on Monday Night Raw. He replaced Booker T, who was put in a FedEx and shipped back to his pay-per-view post. And
pre-show,
and Booker T blames Corey Graves for getting him fired, and Corey Graves taking pot shots at Booker T on Twitter, and last night on Monday Night Raw, and the New Day adding fuel to the fire. So you tell me. Who's at the who? What do you think is real? What do you think is not real?
Booker T went at him on his radio show,
on
though.
His podcast.
Yeah, on the podcast. Yeah.
And I heard that because I didn't catch it, but during one of the matches last night, Corey Graves told the coach. He says, "Coach, if you don't watch yourself, you're going to end up doing some local radio show." And off this program.
No, he said that.
Yeah, he did say ESPN? That. He left ESPN, yeah. But he told Coach, if you don't watch yourself, you're going to end up doing some local radio show.
Damn.
So, I don't know.
Stable.
He need his ass whooped.
So, what, yeah. you think Corey Graves needs his ass whooped?
Booker T.
Yep.
I don't know, man, because Booker T was...
No, Booker T was Batista's ass and Matt Morgan's ass, so...
You see... Now,
I'm putting my money on Booker in a fight with most of the people there.
Yeah. Of course. Booker's the only one that did hard time. But,
And he's going to have to fight Stevie Ray.
You know, he's coming for you.
But you know what? Booker was doing a bad job.
But it's a way to handle it, though.
Yeah, I know, but
he's still a man at the end of the day.
But I don't
care about the job.
But I don't think Corey is the reason why Booker got fired.
But he taking them shots.
Well, taking the shots, yeah.
Hey, listen, if he was doing a bad job, they should have replaced Booker a long time ago. Yeah, he was on SmackDown, and they moved him to Raw.
He's been back and forth on both shows.
Right, so if he's that bad, why would they just keep moving him back and forth?
Because Booker is a quick, easy replacement when there's a void. You gotta remember, when Mauro Ranallo left, they shuffled the announcers around. And it left a vacancy on Monday Night Raw.
And Corey Graves, it's not that he's bad what he do, but what makes him any more special than anybody else we've had at commentator?
I think Corey is different because Corey Corey is just a good heel announcer. Like, he's a JBL without being as obnoxious. Because, listen, JBL, I feel, was a great color commentator, but he was also a big pain in the ass.
But these other guys, you felt like they were, they were good ad-libbers. I think Corey Graves, he's being told what to say in his ear.
Of course.
And maybe that's what Booker T's problem is, that instead of just letting him talk on his own, him trying to listen to somebody in his ear and repeating it, maybe that's what's tripping him up.
I don't know. Mick Foley had a problem with having somebody in his ear while on commentary, and that's why Mick Foley left. So,
and where was he at for the anniversary?
He, I guess, was not invited, or I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. So I don't know. I honestly, I want to say that these two are just in a big pissing match.
Yeah, but when if Booker T catch him, it's gonna be over.
Yeah, well, he's not gonna lose what little gig he has left with the WWE either.
I mean, he can whoop his ass and still keep his job, man to man.
I don't know. I don't know if WWE tolerates that anymore.
So he just gonna let Corey Graves keep popping off?
Yeah.
You don't think he gonna catch, man?
He's gonna have to.
You'll be surprised. Don't be surprised. You get breaking news. Booker T then hauled off and whooped his ass in the grocery store.
Oh, God. I don't know. I just think that
I'm just saying, man, you can't be selling out like that.
But what a time to be getting into a feud like that. Jesus. They couldn't pick any other time of year to get into a feud? Jesus.
They need the ratings.
Anyways. The Mix-Max Challenge next on Facebook Watch. I'm not going to turn it on, but I'll catch it later. Because they replay it on the WWE Network eventually.
I mean, another reason why nobody's watching it live.
Well, they don't replay it immediately. They replay it like 2 days later. Whatever. Trying to think if there's any other news here before we talk about what happened on Monday Night Raw. That's it in terms of news. The big news was the Corey Graves thing today. You know? So, I don't know. Corey Graves just should probably tone it down, and Booker T should slow his roll as well. Because really, what is a fight going to accomplish?
Makes you feel good once in a while.
For about 5 minutes. And then somebody's going to go, oh, it's, shit.
Sometimes you do have to beat a motherfucker's ass.
I lost my job. All right. Let me see if I got any other news here in terms of... there was a rumor going around that there were two tournaments WWE was looking about having, about crowning a Latin American champion, and Tony C was probably looking forward to this one, the first ever WWE Asian champion. But those have been, those rumors have already been debunked.
I hope so. I mean, listen, I get they want to expand, but then when they seem to expand, they don't stick to the plan.
Well, the UK champion tours with the WWE and wrestles.
Okay.
And wouldn't the Asian champion be the All Valley tournament?
Maybe. But the UK champion gets defended on NXT regularly.
So, okay, if you have an Asian champion, is he only going to fight other Asians, or are you going to send an Asian WWE champion over to, like, New Japan?
As far as I know, I don't believe there's been any other UK, outsiders of the UK who have fought for the UK title. But I'm
not gonna have no slope on slope violence.
I take that wrong. I take that back. Johnny Gargano went up against Pete Dunne for the United Kingdom Championship on NXT a few weeks ago. So there you go. That debunks that. So yes, you can have a non-Asian go up against the Asian champion.
Here's your winner and new slope heavyweight champion.
Yeah, could be something like that.
Oh man, I would love to see that. Masa, yo hero.
Why don't they make an Indian champion?
That could be next.
Put it on.
There could be.
Don Lemon is crying on CNN.
What is he bitching about now?
His sister died a couple days ago. So
whose sister died?
Don Lemon.
Oh, okay.
So he's up here getting emotional. So basically, what that means is he ain't in the mood for no bullshit tonight.
But
so.
Why did he have to start the show like that? Why couldn't he just finish the show like that?
He said Sean Hannity reached out to him for condolences.
Oh, I'm man. Like, what? Y'all saw that Sean Hannity clip? Because, you know, when word got out that Trump wanted to fire Mueller back in June. So Sean Hannity comes on TV. He's like, you know, my sources have told me we haven't confirmed that. That's you know, don't believe that. All right, so that was about something 20 after whatever hour he's on. And then like a half hour later, like just when they're about to go off the air, they come on the air from a commercial. Yeah, well, you know, I have talked to a few sources, and yeah, you know, maybe he wanted to fire him for a conflict. Don't he have the right to bring it up? But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Look at this car crash.
And the car crash was a freaking white dude. He thought it was going to be a Mexican or something.
They went to a car crash instead of saying, you know, he really wanted to fire the guy or try to get the guy fired. That's not true.
And I just want to say one. If something happened and 45 do get indicted, Sean Hannity is going to have a lot of apologizing to do.
Yep.
Because he has hitched his wagon to the innocent train. I'm like, yo, that's who I'm going to start watching if he get indicted. I want to see if he going to be like, well, this is my bad. This, like Double S say, stuff going hell in the handbasket, man. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. Shout out to Don Lemon, though. People not gonna treat Don like this.
And I think that's it for news. Let's talk about what happened last night on that television show called Monday Night Raw. Listen. We have to do better than last night. Because if we need to fill the night and have Roman Reigns wrestle twice.
Yeah, that lets you know
something's wrong. Okay, I know the talent pool is a little weak right now.
Shallow,
but we could do better than two matches featuring Roman Reigns.
Booming out there again, working double duty.
You know, Bayley and Asuka had the match of the night.
They had to wear Booming out twice, didn't they, though, Lee?
You know, Asuka's been in two pretty good matches in 2 weeks in a row. They finally got to let her do her thing.
Well, she always was able to do her thing.
I mean, she wasn't on display early on. But that match last week with Sasha Banks, if they don't put the belt on Sasha and have her and Asuka fight at WrestleMania, they're blown an opportunity.
But they could always do it down the road. They don't have to do it at WrestleMania. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, she gonna whoop your girl ass at Elimination Chamber, though, sucker.
She'll probably get the victory.
Now, let's, is there anything from last night that we need to touch on other than Braun Strowman beating the hell out of Elias and John Cena?
Well,
that's it, really, that happened.
The Woken One showed up again.
And Kurt Angle, go home! You know?
Just that. You know, it's so obvious that Jason Jordan is going to come down and cost them a match. I mean, they're not even trying to hide these things.
He has to be cleared for that to happen. So,
Alexa Bliss accusing Kurt Angle of being a sexist.
Exactly. You know,
that Me Too movement is came the wrong, huh?
But Kurt had a valid point. Okay, Brock defended his title at the Royal Rumble. Alexa hasn't defended her title since October.
Damn, you know? She got Hollywood Hogan right.
Exactly. You know, this is like Lex Luger coming down, you know, to say, you mandatory title defenses every 30 days. You haven't defended your title since February.
Oh, God. Yeah, it is August.
Exactly.
Really, so, y'all done let 150 days go by.
They had a match at the Royal Rumble, right? So, what was the next pay-per-view she was in? Or didn't?
Who?
At Alexa Bliss. What was the next Raw pay-per-view?
They did TLC, and then she was... The next pay-per-view after that was Survivor Series.
Right, so why wasn't she in a match at TLC?
She did. That was the last time she defended the title.
That was first October.
That was in October. Then the Survivor Series rolled around, and she was in a Survivor Series elimination match.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying after Survivor Series, they didn't have a Raw
pay-per-view in December.
I'm sure they did, but I don't remember what was the circumstances. I guess I'll look that up right now. But yeah. I'm sure the title has been defended, though, more since
Brock has been a fighting champion.
Yeah, I mean, he's defending the titles on house shows.
And every month since he won it.
And what was up with her coming down to help Mickie James?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me correct ourselves here. TLC happened, right? October 22nd, 2017. Okay? Alexa Bliss defeated Mickie James to retain the Raw Women's Championship. Okay?
That's in October, right?
That was October 22nd for Minneapolis, Minnesota. The next pay-per-view after that was the Survivor Series. The next pay-per-view after that was in December, but it was a SmackDown pay-per-view, and it was Clash of the Champions. There was not another pay-per-view until the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, she didn't have that belt She had her belt longer than Brock, right?
No, Brock has had a... She came in after... She came to Raw after Brock won the title.
After WrestleMania?
After WrestleMania, so... but Brock defended his title at the Royal Rumble, so Kurt had a valid point.
That's why she left with the stink face, because she, yep. She tried to call him and say, "You're a sexist. I want to be treated the same as the Raw, as the Universal Champion."
So yeah, mandatory title defenses every 30 days.
Well, Brock's gonna be
about 60 days. 60 days. Going into WrestleMania, so.
Any news on his deal?
I haven't heard anything new about the deal, but I haven't heard any good news. I haven't heard any bad news.
News. What do y'all think the chances of Hub walking out with the title going into WrestleMania?
Who? Alexa?
Yes.
Very good. Because the rumor in Scuttlebutt is that she's going to face Nia Jax at WrestleMania. So
Asuka's going to face who?
The rumor is that Asuka's going to face Charlotte.
Oh, so Asuka's going to SmackDown.
And that Ronda Rousey will face Triple H and Stephanie McMahon in a tag team match. That's the rumor going around right now.
So
if Dwayne's able to do it,
Dwayne is able to do it,
to come back, he'll do it.
Who?
Batista.
Come on now. It's got to be somebody reliable. Who the hell who the hell wants to see Batista?
He acts like he wants to wrestle for a couple years.
Yeah, but Batista is not somebody that.
He got to promote Avengers: Infinity War.
And that's The Rock has a lot more to promote than Batista.
I know. Did y'all see that trailer for Skyscraper?
No.
He jumped around fighting criminals with one leg.
That's your guy,
Yeah, I mean, it's Die Hard on one leg.
And speaking of Die Hard, I know I saw the trailer, but I still am having a hard time grasping it. Are they remaking Death Wish with Bruce Willis?
Yep.
Yes.
Because I saw when I was when I had the weekend off here a short time ago, I saw the first Death Wish, horrible movie. But I'm thinking
it was a classic back in the day.
It was a classic.
There's a bunch of Death Wishes, ain't it?
Yeah, there's like five or six, but still. I'm thinking, Jesus, this movie's terrible. And overacted, too, because, we thought Vince did a horrible job selling the stunner the first time he got it. When the people got shot in this movie, they were flopping around worse than Vince was.
It was the 70s.
Charles Bronson was kicking ass and taking names.
And then what was funny, his daughter, the person that played his daughter in the movie, I don't remember watching the whole thing all the way through, but this one I did. I watched it, I think I watched it almost to the end. She gets raped by the gang of people that broke into the house and kidnapped her. She gets raped, and she runs away topless.
Was the 70s.
And jumps out the window and impales herself on a on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, Jesus, how? Anyways, whatever. But
they tried to remake Death Wish with Kevin Bacon, but they called it Death Sentence. But now they're just doing Death. And the thing was, Death Wish was those type of movies worked in the 70s. What are you going to do? Now, that's going to be any different than what you see in a lot of these movies today.
I don't know. And what is Charles Bronson's ethnicity?
Oh, he's white.
A badass. A
badass? Because I don't know. I've always looked at him and I said, what is he?
A funny looking guy.
What is like he?
He wasn't, a classically handsome guy. He was, a lot of people consider him oogly.
Yeah, but the squinty eyes is what's throwing me off, I think. You know? But whatever.
Him and Clint Eastwood used to be too badass.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Charles Bronson not around anymore to...
His parents were Lithuanian.
Okay. And speaking of celebrities that are no longer with us, the dad from Frasier died, for those of you that didn't know. He died yesterday.
Oh.
So.
That's who died. I thought Kelsey's grandma had died.
Dad from Frasier.
You know what? He was a lot younger than I thought. I thought he was like in his 70s when Frasier was on.
No, because you could portray an old person and not be old.
Yeah, I know, but I thought he was already up there in age.
I mean, look, John Amos portrayed a man that was pushing 50 years old, and he was in his early 30s.
He looked the part, though. Damn James Evans. Yeah. Looked like he had lived a hard life already.
Yep.
The afro and them damn corduroy pants.
Oh, man. Florida Evans looked every bit of her age. So.
Now, that is true.
However old she was.
Yeah, whatever age she,
She was in her 50s.
That can't be because she died in her 60s and she died in the 90s.
She was in her early 50s.
Can't be. She died at 60 something in like 1999. I'm going to look it up right now. Esther Roll. Esther Roll, 78. Maybe you're right, Surfer. 78, so 1978, she would have been 50. Okay, you're right then. She was in her 50s. Look at that. She was in her 50s. And then John Amos.
Excuse me.
John Amos, when it debuted in 1974, John Amos was 35 years old.
Yeah, you know, him and JJ, they were close in age.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Walker was like 32.
Not that old.
Yes, he was.
No, Jimmy Walker was 1947.
He was 32.
1956. No, he was in his 20s. He was in his
20s. No, he was in his 30s.
Okay, Surfer, the show debuted in 1974. He was born in 1947. 47, 57, 67.
He was in his 30s.
When the show ended, the show debuted in 1974.
Right. So, yeah, he was in his late 20s, early 30s.
That's what I just said. I didn't say.
Yeah, but I'm saying. He was a lot older.
When the show debuted, not when the show ended. I don't give a damn when the show ended.
Right, but he was like 28. Playing an 18-year-old.
All right. Well, anyways.
That's like Beverly Hills 90210 and Saved by the Bell and crap.
For those keeping score, Jimmy Walker is 70 years old.
Oh, man. JJ 70?
70. And John Amos is 78.
So. When he do leave us, that's going to be a sad day.
Yeah, we'll dedicate a whole week of programming to him.
Cleo McDowell bites the big one.
Oh, man. And you're right, Pastor Siddell, just like in the Golden Girls, the oldest one on the Golden Girls was Dorothy.
That's B. Arthur, wasn't it?
B. Arthur was the oldest one.
But the person who played her mom was younger.
Was younger, but only by I think, a year or two.
Estelle Getty was younger than Maude.
Estelle Getty was younger than Maude. And then it was Betty White after Estelle Getty. And Rue McClanahan was the youngest on the show.
And Betty White's the only one still kicking, right?
Yeah, she's the only one still kicking. She's 95 years old.
Yeah, they had a Different Strokes marathon on Decades the other day.
Everybody on that show, with the exception of Mrs. Garrett and Willis.
Todd Bridges is still alive.
Todd Bridges is still alive, but him and Dudley are the only two people, and Mrs. Garrett are the only three people alive from that show. Oh, and Danny Cooksley, who played Bud. What was his name on Salute Your Shorts? Bud.
Budnick?
Budnick. There you go.
Yeah. That's his name, Budnick.
You said the only people still alive from...
Different Strokes.
What about Dudley?
I just said Dudley.
Oh, okay.
Weasel.
Yep.
Dudley, a.k.a. Weasel.
I remember the show where he called some businessman a bigot. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about as a little kid.
I bet you... bet you never think you have somebody in the White House that was a bigot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not the first in our presidency. He's just the only one not smart enough to hide it like the rest of them did.
Too lazy to get off the ass. That's what I'm talking about.
You listen to those Nixon tapes. He heard a few N words from time to time.
Pastor Zell is asking, is Gordon Jump gone? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he died.
Well, I don't know who that is.
Gordon Jump, yes.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
He was also the guy who molested Dudley. Wasn't he? Didn't he? Wasn't he the one that played the pervert?
Different Strokes? Maybe.
Yes, he was. He was the guy who molested Dudley.
The only people I know from WKRP Cincinnati is Lonnie Anderson
and Howard Hessman.
Howard Hessman, Mr. Moore from Head of the Class, and Tim Reed.
I'm going to tell you what we can talk about. Because Surfer, this is Surfer's forte, and Tony C's as well. So, Tony C said that on March 22nd, we have to start the show late because Roseanne is coming back.
I found out it's on the 27th.
Okay. It's on the 27th. Okay. So, Roseanne's going to come back. But
it's coming on at 8.
It's okay. So we'll be able to watch it. So, here's the thing. So, Roseanne's coming back. Fuller House is going to come back for season 4. One Day at a Time, if you haven't watched it yet, I suggest you do. Season 2 was excellent. And I believe they're going to come back for a season 3. And in contemporary shows, it was announced today that Once Upon a Time will be ending its run at the end of this season. They're going to have a series finale in May. But
this probably should have ended at the season 6 and not tried to do the spinoff.
The shocker that came to me because I wanted to talk about it last week, but I couldn't because we were not on the air, was the announcement that coming up in 2019, Murphy Brown is coming back to TV.
Murphy Brown on right now. You talked it up. What? Who the hell?
I'm trying to think. Who in 2019, is going to want to watch Murphy Brown? I know Murphy Brown was one of the hottest shows on TV.
It was one of those ahead of its time shows.
But who,
now it would be behind the times.
Who wants to watch Murphy Brown, though?
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like she can get pregnant again and be single.
I mean, I don't know.
Wasn't Scott Bakula her baby daddy on the show? Who ended up being the baby daddy?
Now, of course, given all the news that came out last week, we're not going to have a revamp of Charles in Charge. I'll tell you that right now.
Because Scott Bale right now touching everything move, wasn't
he? Yeah. And there's going to be no Joni Loves Chachi revamp because, Aaron Moran is dead. So
he's a new boy in the neighborhood. Lives downstairs.
He said something disparaging about
her. He said something what now?
He said something disparaging about her.
About who? Aaron Moran?
Yes.
What did he say?
I don't remember what he said, but it was around the time he was doing the Republican convention.
Oh. Charles in Charge. of our days. And
I'm going to ask Tony C., who do you believe, Scott Baio or Nicole Eggert?
Nicole Eggert.
You think Nicole? Now, even though that her stories,
she's the hot one.
Her stories don't make sense, though.
Listen, she was on Baywatch too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Now, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Nicole Eggert went on Dr. Oz to say that she had been sexually assaulted by Scott Baio when she was. When she was a teenager on Charles in Charge. Scott Baio says they did have sex, but when she was 18, and that it was consensual. But Nicole Eggert has holes in her stories, apparently, because her dates don't match up. So I don't know.
Yeah, back in the day.
Maybe we got to ask Willie Amos to see what he says.
Back in the day, they probably, you know what Florence Henderson was doing.
Yeah, but still, I'm gonna. This is one of those.
She's molesting people on the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, there's
she
a rumor
with
Greg Brady. Yeah, there was a rumor going around. Greg Brady.
Well, she couldn't sleep with the Pop because he wasn't into women. Yeah,
he was gay. But I'm gonna side with. I'm siding with Scott Baio.
He was filling up these very lovely boys.
Oh God! I'm going with Scott Baio though. I'm siding with Chachi on this.
These TV people were nasty, yo. He was gay.
What
Seventh Heaven daddy was a pedophile? Like, was there anybody?
What's him next? What's
being
next?
Gay.
Are we gonna
business? If he wasn't diddling none of the boys on set. Who cares?
How we know?
What are we gonna find out?
That
would have
got out by now.
What are we gonna find out next? That Tony Danza was dating Alyssa Milano?
No,
I mean,
but
real.
What happened when we find out that Tom Bosley was molesting the kids?
Come on, Tom Bosley's dead. Doesn't matter.
I'm saying when he, you know, what if he was molesting Opie Cunningham and Joni?
Like I said, he's dead. It doesn't matter anymore.
Ralph Mouth.
Next thing Mr. Belvedere was going to be a pedophile.
Speaking
of happy days.
I just want, if that's true, server, I just want the headline, Mr. Cunningham molests Ralph Mouth. That's all I want. Okay?
My damn.
I should tell all book and everything.
That's a great title. Mr. Cunningham molests Ralph Mouth.
Oh my God, yo.
Mr. C.
As told by Potsy Weber. All right, go ahead.
Happy Days. You remember the episode where they needed a drummer and the black guy came in and they were Sticks?
I don't remember. I don't remember too many episodes.
Now that's racist.
The storyline was they got a drummer and none of their friends wanted to come to watch them play because he was black. And they discovered that all their friends didn't want to have anything with black people.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Racist bastards.
Well, I was trying to get to the point that that guy, he went on to do porn.
Okay. So did Scott Schwartzman after he did, what was that movie? Christmas Story?
Mm-hmm.
So he did porn. So what? A lot of people.
My childhood is going to be ruined with all these scandals coming out. Charles in Charge was a molester.
We're going to find out that, Jefferson Darcy.
Ted McGinley
diddled Christina Applegate.
What if the cat was molesting the beaver?
What's the guy's name?
Ward Cleaver.
What was the guy's name? Not Barbara Billingsley, that's the mom. I got to think now who the guy's name is. But yeah, he's dead, so it doesn't matter. And so is Barbara Billingsley. She's dead too. When the person...
The bee's still alive, right?
Who? Oh, the bee?
The bee.
Yeah, the bee is. Oh, now what if...
Jeremy Mathers, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jerry Mathers. What if...
Jerry
What if Wally was doing something to the Beeve?
Tony Dow.
Tony Dow.
Hey, Mrs. Cleaver.
And what was the what was his what
Eddie,
was,
Eddie Haskell?
Eddie Haskell. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's really going to be some shit if we find out Reginald Vale Johnson was trying to touch on Jaleel White. You're really going to have an issue. Because Carl Winslow ain't got no business touching.
No, I think it's going to be like, he waited until he had real power.
That's what I see.
And did something with 3J.
He tried to touch Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
That's why Orlando Brown crazy now.
That's why he's in the shape he's in, because of bullshit like this.
Don't forget the daughter who you know, disappeared and wouldn't depart. How did that happen?
What the hell? Judy was low.
Oh, that was probably Darius McCray. He probably
wow. No. Don't put that on Eddie.
Oh, man.
Don't put that on Eddie. This is only one person on that show that went on to be a big star, Willie Fuffner.
Oh, God.
That's it. That show, he lived in infamy.
And,
the man's taking.
And who knows?
That's it.
Maybe Mother Winslow did something. We don't know.
Oh my God, yo, Neil Carter mama, give me a break.
Rosetta Lenore, I think was her name.
What if we find out Neil Carter was fondling Joey Lawrence?
I think the biggest scandal, we find out Alf was molesting the kids.
If we find out he's
come
gay,
on, man.
I think we should find out first if he's gay.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be gay. He's an alien. He might not know the difference between boys and girls.
It's going to come out at some point that the wizard from Harry Potter, we know he's gay. But we're going to find out that he did something at some point.
Well,
Harry Potter,
got those prequel movies coming out.
Yeah,
and Dumbledore's supposed to be in it, and they said they're not going to explore him being gay.
Yeah, I heard that. That they decided, look at this, Tony C. While we're talking about sexual misconduct, casino mogul Steve Wynn resigns amid sexual misconduct claims.
Got him.
Yep, that happened a couple weeks ago.
The RNC or from the hotels?
From the hotels.
Got him.
They took all his money.
Casino mogul Steve Wynn has resigned as chairman and CEO at Wynn Resorts amid sexual misconduct allegations. Wynn Resorts says Tuesday the resignation is effective immediately. The Wall Street Journal reported January 26th that a number of women said Wynn harassed or assaulted them, and that one case had led to a $7 million settlement. The Las Vegas billionaire has vehemently denied the allegations, which he attributes to a campaign led by his ex-wife. He also faces investigations by gambling regulators in two states. The board of directors for Wynn Resorts has appointed Matt Maddox, currently president of the company, as its CEO effective immediately. That's from the Associated Press.
You know, he probably sat in his office with his pants off.
Oh, come on now.
They say he used to get like massages and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make it like that.
Oh man, I'm trying to think of other.
He had the Matt Lauer button.
I'm trying to think of other horrible television sexual abuse stories.
Oh my God, yo.
Well, you know,
it's tough times we live in.
Tough times. Now, if Cherry Johnson comes out and says that George Gaines did something to her on the set of Punky Brewster.
Oh man, you talking about Max?
I'm talking about Maxine. She was Cherry on Punky Brewster. If she comes out and says that Harry Warnemont did something to her, Henry Warnemont did something to her, That's it. I've lost all faith in humanity.
Hey, man. I'm waiting for you to come over to the Lost Faith Club, because I've been lost faith in humanity. So.
Listen, you have to have a little bit of faith in the World Surfer. Otherwise, yeah, you wouldn't have nice things like discounted turkey.
I know this is going to sound strange. But the only thing that I think is worthwhile in this world is babies.
Are you putting me on? That can't be true, Pastor. Pastor says Martin is returning.
Yeah, oh yeah. Martin's coming back. Gina's coming back. Pam.
Oh, God almighty.
Because they wasn't sure if Keisha Campbell was going to come back or not. But what else is she doing? She ain't worked in a long time. She hasn't worked since my wife's kids.
No, she was just in the Simone Biles movie.
Well, let's just go ahead. Let's bring back every show that was on during that time. Let's bring back Living Single. Rock.
You got The Rock. He in WWE.
You know, if they brought up The Rock, I guarantee they all look the same than he did back in the day.
No, hell no. Mm-hmm. Rocky Carroll don't look nothing like he did when he was on. He was Joey.
Yeah, he looks a bit older, but he ain't age. He didn't age that much.
He's too legit now. He on damn NCIS.
Why the hell can
you believe he got a gambling problem?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we know why they can't bring back Growing Pains, but come on.
They should bring.
Yeah, you can give Maggie a new husband.
I want them to bring back Herman's head.
Oh my god.
That's too
raunchy.
Not raunchy, too. Didn't have enough of a following to bring it back. Has to have a show with a big tenure and a big following.
Bring back 227.
Oh yeah. Why not?
You don't have to worry about them bringing back the Simpsons, because it never left.
And there's no place like home. When you're
well, Marty Gibbs still alive. I know Hal Williams probably still with us.
I think he's dead.
Hal Williams died?
I think he's dead.
I think they should bring back the Jeffersons so we can see who's running the dry cleaning business.
Nope. Hal Williams is still alive. Yeah, that's who's running
Do you know Surfer? Regina King.
Surfer, that's a great question. Who's running the dry cleaning business? Because Mike Evans is dead. Sherman Hemsley, Isabel Sanford, they're all dead. Roxy Roker, Franklin Clover, they're all dead.
Who's dead?
Who?
Jenny's not dead, though.
Roxy Roker's been dead.
Oh, I didn't know she was dead.
Jenny's not dead.
Jenny's the only one that's alive. Both mics are dead. Both of them.
Both mics?
Both mics are dead. Wow. Both Lionels, I should say. Both Lionels are dead. Jenny's alive. Mr. Bentley, dead. Ralph, the elevator operator, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Marla Gibbs and is the old
Jenny are the only two alive, and the baby.
And the baby, exactly. Robin.
Yeah, so they, you know, probably running the dry cleaning business.
Oh, man. But yeah, Hal Williams still alive. Hal Williams, 79 years old.
And Regina King still alive.
So they could do that show again. Jack A is around. The only ones.
Are you talking about 227?
Yeah, the only ones that are not there anymore are the other two ladies, the old lady and the other neighbor.
Those died.
Pearl died. Yeah. Pearl's dead.
No.
Yep. 227. Hold on. I'll tell you right now when she died. Last year, I think.
Pearl died, and ain't nobody told me. Nothing.
Well, Helen Martin? She died 100 years ago, Tony. See, she died in 2000 at age 90. I'm talking about the other woman, Rose.
Rose died. The one they try to make sexy after Jack A left.
Yeah, Rose died. She died in 2009.
And then you had Paul Winfield on the show for a minute.
But he's dead.
Paul Winfield not dead.
2004, Tony C.
Yeah, Paul Winfield's dead.
Who the hell killed Paul Winfield?
Everybody's dead.
Who killed him?
Tony C, everybody's dead, okay?
No, okay. Well, Stoney Jackson ain't dead. I know Stoney ain't dead.
No, he's alive.
Okay. Ooh. Y'all done killed Paul Winfield, the man who played Don King and Tyson. What's old Buster doing? I love that movie. He played Don King so well.
Paul Winfield, he played Martin Luther King too.
He played Don King and Martin Luther King. He played both the kings.
He played all our kings.
Oh my God, yo. I remember Ving Rhames played Don King. That was horrible.
I kind of liked his Don.
No, he wasn't better than Paul Winfield.
No, but when he was in the room with Larry Holmes, and Larry Holmes laying there with his woman and his hands all hurt and everything, and he paid Larry Holmes, and he gave him like $6,000 for a $10,000 fight. And it's like, what's this? He's like, yeah, you know, you got this and that. And then he said, well, you know, if you want to make some more money, you can fight this fight next week. He's like, man, my fucking hands are busted up.
Paul Winfield is dead.
We could try to resurrect some of the characters from Sanford and Son. Not everybody's dead.
Who ain't dead? The old person, Lamont.
Lamont's alive.
Come on, nobody's still running the junkyard after all this time.
Lamont, Rollo. Let's see here.
God, Paul Winfield is dead.
Donna is still alive.
Oh my Lord,
Julio. Of course, we said Hal Williams is still alive, so Smitty and Hoppy are still alive.
No, nobody passes down a junkyard from descended to descendant.
Wasn't Pat Marino San Francisco?
Yes, he was. Achu. Yeah. His name was Achu.
Achu. I knew I saw him on there. Okay.
What about the big fat guy? Is he still alive?
Bubba?
No. Yeah, the big fat white guy.
Oh, the big fat white. Whoa! Oh, Dennis. He was on the reboot. No, he's dead.
Oh, okay. You know, they were tight in real life.
Of course, LaWanda Page dead. Whitman Mayo dead.
I want to know: are they gonna they bringing back Martin for what? They gonna have kids or something?
I guess.
Why don't they bring back Soap?
Why would you do that now that?
Robert Guillaume is gone.
Catherine Hellman is still alive. I was shocked to hear that.
I mean, just think of the dysfunction that family would be going through now after so many years. And, you know, half the people were dead.
That's
still alive, and they had their own children. Like they did the reboot with Dallas. You do a Soap reboot.
That'd be the one show I would say bring back, just to see how things progress, would bring back Who's the Boss. Because everybody on that show is still alive.
Yeah, and when we left, Angela and Tony was together, right?
Yeah, that was when the show ended.
And they had the little boy, his nephew or something, right?
Something like that, yeah. Some shit.
I like to see the Silver Spoon reboot where dude lost all his money.
The toy dude? He lost all his money in the stocks.
He grew up and lost all his money, and now he's trying to work a normal life.
He did grow up to become a cop, NYPD Blue. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, you know, his character there, and then Alfonso, he got more money than his friend.
Yeah, his dad ended up being a lawyer, and his cousin ended up coming living with him. That's who you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he moved to Bel Air.
And, and then after he graduated college, he took on a job hosting America's Funniest Home Video.
There you go. See, if you watch these movies, man, these people's lives ended up, you know, coming to fruition right in front of your eyes. Like, take Ricky from Boys in the Hood. He ended up going to college, playing for the New York Giants, marrying the girl who his friend slept with, but she ended up dying from cancer. But hey, he made it. Ricky made it. I mean, he ended up marrying a stripper, but that's probably why she died.
I want to know what Miss Taylor's up to, what Brenda's up to.
Well, see, this is what happened. I'm going to tell you Brenda's story. Brenda got linked up with Wesley Snipes, Sidney Dean. She married Sidney Dean and left Doughboy and moved to the Vista View. And she ended up, Doughboy ended up getting killed. And she ended up marrying Sidney Dean and living happily ever after.
She would have hooked up with Trey's dad because you know how she asked about him.
Well, you know, Furious ended up marrying this one chick.
Yeah, Furious. She had time for that woman.
Your daddy's still with that girl.
Well, see, Furious ended up marrying this chick named Anime Bullock.
Furious was an educated man. No time for no ghetto chicks.
He got on the run and he had to change his name, you know, to Ike. And then what happened? They went on tour. He ended up getting locked up. Then he went on the run and changed his name to Morpheus. They ended up living in the Matrix.
Oh, man.
Think about it. You ain't seen Lawrence Fishburne really since.
No.
Of course. He was in
John Wick 2. You know, he ran the street bums as a assassin.
And he's the grandfather on Blackish.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, if you ever watch this show Grownish, it's a pretty good show. If you ever get a chance to watch it,
that's on YouTube, right?
Freeform.
Oh, okay. It comes on TV now, or it's just
It's on. It's in season now. It got renewed. It got picked up for a second season. It's a good show.
He's been on for a couple weeks now. Yeah,
it's got a whole little different world, Boy Meets World type feel to it.
Oh man, that's funny.
No, the last
it's easy to follow.
The last time they did a spinoff, the main star left after a season.
What show?
A different world.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they got rid of both stars after a season. Well, they didn't get rid of them. They just moved.
I mean, Freeform got so many shows over there. They can hide it. They can hide anything.
I'm waiting on Cloak and Dagger.
What the hell that is?
It's a comic book show.
Oh.
But it's a Freeform comic book show, so...
Anyways.
All right, Black Lightning. Is Black Lightning good, man?
Yeah, it's been good.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to binge watch it.
I heard people
talking about it.
One last show we got to bring back, Tony Sam.
They shot your boy, Clifford Powelton got shot and shit. He's paralyzed.
Who, Pinky?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you just gave it away, Surfer.
Ooh.
We gotta, and lastly, we gotta bring back Amen.
Who's going to play
Deacon Fry?
Yeah, Deacon Fry.
I just don't know Deacon Fry. I mean, this is a new deacon in town, and is Whitaker still allowed to be the preacher, or is he going to?
Clifton Davis?
Man, Clifton Davis going to outlive everybody.
He's alive. He's young. He's only 72.
Yeah, so, you know, you have some young guy to be the new deacon, and then you find a couple people to replace the women that was around the deacon all the time.
Anne Marie Horsford.
Yeah, she's probably popped out a few kids on the show, and one of them involved in the church, and one of them
was pregnant when the show went off, right?
I don't know. One of them's on drugs. And because she has a son named Craig, remember?
What really happened?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Here's what really happened. Oh, well, that's funny. I was just going that route. That she divorced the priest and moved to Compton.
Oh, and married Willie Jones.
Willie Jones, exactly.
Had two kids, one named Craig, one named Dana. Wow, forgot all about that.
Thinking to myself, you know, I had me a preacher, and I fucked up.
Do you remember? And Willie Jones was married to Damon's mom in the first house party.
What was?
And he left her.
What was Willie Jones' nickname in according to the landlady?
Sweet Dick Willie. Yeah, that's what they call me.
Are they ever going to get around to doing that Final Friday movie?
I'm sure they will at some point.
Faison Love said, he don't want to do it.
I'm sure it'll come
around. I think time has passed on it.
Yeah, I think too much time has passed. I mean, if Ice Cube was like, well in his 40s, if he's still on the porch somewhere, not really having a job and getting high, that's just pathetic.
No, I would think it would be his
kid. Him and Dana could have kids.
Yeah. It would be the
kid. Like, and are we done yet?
Alright, so then you really not revolving it around him then?
No, because he could be chasing after the kids.
So
and granddaddy Willie Jones.
So you get a son in that situation, his real son.
It could be.
Yeah, they live around the corner from. They live in Dana Mama house. Mm-hmm. Where Debo Bike was.
who would play Debo's son?
Oh, man. Anybody. That's a good question.
Anybody. Okay.
Ain't too many bullies out here.
Well, we can fetch a bone and, you know, give anybody a role on that.
What if Debo, instead of having a big bully for a son, had like a little brainiac wimp for a son?
You can have Magic Johnson's son playing.
Oh, for nuts.
And I know Lee waiting on a remake, The Holiday Heart. Tell him Lee, it's coming. It's coming. Watch Bing Rains and Drag. I know you love that movie, Lisa.
What was the name of the movie again?
Holiday Heart.
Oh.
The one with Bing Rains and Drag.
I don't know if I saw that one or not.
Well, you'll know it if you see it. If you saw it.
Why is all our black actors in drag? You had him in drag. You had Wesley Snipes in drag.
Hey, man, Wesley was robbing a bank.
Yeah,
Bing Rames was in drag just cause.
Martin was in drag.
I mean, long as he won Madea.
Yeah, that's another drag.
And speaking of movies, I saw Get Out, and man, oh man,
fantastic movie.
I finally saw what people was talking about. Have you saw it?
No.
You need to see it, man. It's something else. I didn't know why people was making the, you know, fuss about it. I see now. And it make you look, it make you say, yep, that's how they act.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how they act.
Everything down to the technical aspects of that movie. I mean, it's a damn near perfect movie.
And the movie only cost $4 million to make, and he made $250 million. Now, that's an investment for your ass. I'm sorry.
And then, like, the end is so thrilling when you watch the guy do what he do. And he's just, like, everybody was just cheering in the theater.
Double A, you gotta watch it, man.
Alright, I'll definitely
I was late to the party on it.
I'll definitely give it a look. I was trying to, while you guys were talking about it, I was trying to figure out what we could do with Stanley.
No.
Okay. The line of the movie is, you know I can't give you these keys, right? Damn!
Get out!
It's something else, man. But what remake you said can't be made?
I was trying to think how what we could do with Stanley in another Friday movie. How he could stay the same, I guess. Because I was running all the characters from Friday in my head.
What if next Friday movie? Those Puerto Rican guys get out of jail and want revenge.
Oh, come on. That'd be the same as, like, when Debo tried to get revenge on Craig.
Well, you know, that's the thing about Fridays. They kind of repeat themselves for the most part.
The third one didn't have that.
It did, because you had, what you call him, play somebody who just got out of jail.
But wasn't chasing after Fred, or not Fred, Craig, was chasing after Cat Williams. So.
Listen, when Debo got out of jail in the second one, and Sticky Fingers made his Friday appearance, that's when you know the franchise was headed.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here on the network, because I think we've had enough fun here talking about Friday and
Saturday and Sunday
and all these shows that have sexual harassment cases coming against them.
Tell all books.
I have a feeling at some point we're going to hear something happen between Pat Sajak and Vanna White. But we'll see. We'll see. Oh, man.
Shout out to what's the guy in the morning? Ryan Seacrest, you know, he ain't molest nobody, so good for him.
That you know of.
No. He was accused of it and proven his bullshit.
Shout out to Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, Paul O'Doul. No accusations against them.
Not yet.
When are we going to hear the story about the other host from the original season of American Idol?
Ryan Dunkelman?
Yeah, they just like axed.
I don't know, Surfer. Maybe one day we'll hear something. Coming up on Thursday, brand new episode of Rant and Wrestling. Then on Friday, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live at 9 p.m. Feeling choppy. Well, they got a lot to talk about. Saturday at 8 o'clock, the Midnight Jury will be live with their monthly show. So you definitely want to tune into that. It's the What Are You Reading comic book show at 5 p.m. with the Silver One. He's back after a two-week hiatus. He'll be talking about comic books. He'll be talking about movies. He'll just be talking. And he'll assure you he doesn't use water in his pudding. Then next Monday, it's the Sports Report Live at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. And the Shining Wizards next Tuesday night, 7 p.m., followed by the rant. That's this program at 9 p.m. Tony C may not be here next week, but we'll see. And if he's not here, Surfer, you'll be filling in for Tony C, and you'll be, again, defending yourself about this water in the pudding thing.
Not.
Huh?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Besides, when I work pudding, I go buy me some snack pack and call it a day.
Of course, snack pack. You can't even go and get the cold stuff. He's got to get something that doesn't have to be in the fridge. Why would you do that? Pudding's meant to be cold.
You do make it cold.
You can put it in the fridge, but why would you just not get the stuff that's already cold?
I could get the Swiss if I wanted to.
I like Swiss Miss. It's very good. You know. You seem like a slice man, Surfer. That you used to drink slice.
Soda?
Yes.
Yeah, back in the day when they sold it.
Back in the day. What are the sodas that you used to drink, Surfer, that they don't have anymore?
In this? It was called Frank's. That was the main soda in this area.
Why is it that he only drinks things that nobody else has ever heard of?
Because they have you grow up in a city and you know they have local companies. So it's not like that's what's around, that's what you eat, that's what you drink.
Frank's. What's the name of the pretzel shop?
Well, there's the one that's taken over is called the Philly Pretzel Factory.
All right. So, if you want to hold up a pretzel shop, that's what it's called. That's where Surfer does his thievery for the pretzels. All right. With that said, Tony C, you got any final thoughts?
No. Have fun, man, and hopefully everything copacetic and I may be a part of everything next week.
Oh, it will be. You'll be fine. You'll be in tip-top shape come next week. I'm sure of it. All right, well, with that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, and I want to thank everybody who's listening live. If you missed the Shining Wizards, we will rebroadcast the show. It'll replay here, probably give it about 10 minutes. It'll rebroadcast, and then you can hear a rebroadcast of this program, The Rant. So for everybody in the chat room and everybody listening live, for Tony C and Surfer, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody.